This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 18, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on the agenda is that Rodriguez audit, agenda document 0927. Ready to proceed.
Good morning. Before you is the final audit report for Sierra Rodriguez for Congress for the 2006 election cycle. The audit report contained four findings. I do want to note that on page 9 of the report, the last sentence, the amount of contribution refunds that have cleared the bank has increased to $75,400. So that change would be made in the final audit report. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. Any questions of any of the commissioners? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question I have relates to finding 4. Apologize. Let me get the draft report in front of me here. Essentially, finding 4 accuses this candidate of personal use of campaign funds, and I'm not entirely convinced that on these facts this is personal use. And whether this is a question of law or fact, it's probably how the law applies to facts, but I think the facts are clear, and I think so. It probably is a question of law, but as I understand it, there was a legal expense trust that was formed, and they had some excess funds, and apparently some of those funds had come from this candidate, and then the legal defense fund money was moved into the campaign. The campaign then repaid the candidate what at the time they thought was the candidate's funds. The candidate, I guess, spent the funds, but then subsequent to that they realized that that was not what you were supposed to do, and I don't disagree with that. That was a problem, but then they took the candidate then repaid the campaign, and I think that money was then disgorged to the U.S. Treasury. So to me, once you sort of pull this knotted piece of string out, it actually stretches out tight with no knots, and it seems like it connects. So my question is, why is there this notion that there's a personal use dynamic?
The funds went directly from the trust account to the campaign, and the campaign incorrectly reported it as a loan from the candidate. Subsequent to that, the campaign refunded the entire amount of the loan to the individual, to the candidate. I think at that point, when the payment going back to the candidate, is at the point that we determined that it was personal use.
Now, I don't disagree that the legal defense fund shouldn't have moved the money into the campaign. But it seems like a mistake, not really a personal use. It doesn't seem like he took campaign money and you know, put it in his pocket and ran off and did things with it. It seemed like he thought it was a loan. That was a mistake. And then when that became apparent, he then repaid the campaign and corrected the misstep. And then I think I'm correct. This money went to the U.S. Treasury.
That's correct.
Right.
Yep.
What else could he do to cure?
That was our recommended cure, and they complied.
And they complied. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I understand that you know, the campaign handed him money, and he took the money, but it was on the thought that it was a loan that I guess had been transferred over from the defense fund, and that was really the problem, moving the defense fund money into the campaign, which caused all these other issues. But I just don't see a violation of the personal use rules on these facts. If he didn't cure, maybe. If we don't have any evidence of any sort of intent to break the law, right? It seems to be kind of a...
No, we do not.
The big whoops, right? Thinking they can move it in the campaign and realize they couldn't. Now they've tried to cure. And they'd certainly made a mistake. I mean, that was
and we state that in the report, that it appears to have been unintentional.
Right. And it's a series of mistakes, so it's tough to sort of sort through it. But the personal use angle, unless there's... Is any other cases where this has come up? Is this consistent? Is this finding consistent with what the commission's done before?
If I could jump in, our reading of the personal use regulation would be that it doesn't matter whether or not there's intent. The personal use regulation basically says that a candidate can't take funds in any campaign account and use it for uses that would not otherwise be incurred in connection with the campaign. So we interpreted that as including funds that may not have been in that campaign account in the first place, even though they were impermissible funds.
But it's certainly true that if a campaign owes the candidate money, say, for example, the candidate loaned money to the campaign, that can be repaid to the candidate.
That's correct.
That's
but
not personal
here that's
use.
Not the case. That money wasn't owed to the candidate. It was mistakenly reported.
Well, wait a second. Was it owed from the defense fund to the candidate? Or is that something we didn't really flesh out because, to turn my own words on, it's beyond our jurisdiction?
Well, the flow of the cash went directly from the legal defense fund to the campaign.
Right. But the money in the legal defense fund, do we have any evidence that it actually came from the candidate? Or is that what they represented to us?
No.
But they did claim that there was money owed from the defense fund to the candidate, and that's why there's a loan? Isn't it sort of a circular...
No.
When the money went back from the campaign, or not back, let's that assumes a fact that I think we don't agree on. When the money went from the campaign to the candidate, did their report show that there was some sort of loan to the candidate? Whether that was correct or not is not my question, but was there?
It was reported as a loan.
Okay, so
payment of the loan.
Okay, now when was it determined that that was improper? Before or after this money went from the campaign to the candidate? My guess is after.
After, yes.
Right. So at the time the money went from the campaign to the candidate, there was a loan on the books. Okay, so it's okay at that. Let's assume the report's true. Right, there's a loan that's legal. Only after that point did the candidate, the campaign, and the auditors figure out that, well, there really isn't a loan because you kind of messed up moving the money from the defense fund. And then once he realized that there wasn't really a loan, I think he promptly paid the campaign and the campaign disgorged the money. So my point is, at the time the money moved from the campaign, there was a loan on the books, and to me that really fuzzes up the idea that we're going to label this personal use. Only if you sort of erase the loan you act like the loan wasn't on the books at the time the money moved from the campaign to the candidate, do you get the personal use?
I have a question. Did the loan from the defense fund to the committee show us it was a loan from the candidate or from the
loan? Candidate, exactly.
From the candidate, okay. So the loan back, I guess, I missed that point earlier.
The committee does admit that it was not a loan. I mean,
I understand.
Okay.
Just trying to get the process, how it went in, how it went out.
Yeah. The money that went from the recount trust to the campaign is characterized in the committee's response, and was our understanding as well, as leftover money.
Hmm. Counsel?
So, Mr. Chairman, just to try to spin this out,
right.
We started with money in a recount fund that was transferred to the campaign committee based on what the committee has said was the bad advice of local counsel. And I'd ask our colleagues in the audit division to jump in and stop me if I mess any of this up. There was then a reporting error because that money was a transfer from the recount fund to the committee, and that's all it was. But for whatever reason, it was misreported as a loan personally from the candidate to the committee. 7 months later, the committee looks and decides, well, we don't need the candidate's money, and somebody's looking at the reports and saying, oh, well, we should give this back, and they do. And that money hadn't originated with the candidate in the first place, but they send it to him, compounding the two errors that had already occurred. Once the auditors come in and examine the transaction, the committee basically says, yes, we had bad advice of local counsel on the original transfer. The reporting error was a reporting error, and we just simply then didn't catch that it was a reporting error when we repaid the loan that we had reported to the commission in the first place. It's sort of a cascade of mistakes. Nobody thinks that there was any sort of intentional personal use on the part of the candidate. But the money was transferred from the committee to the candidate. And as a technical matter, that counts as a personal use.
The defense fund or the leftover money could have been transferred out, as I understand, directly to the candidate. It just never happened. So then the money went to the campaign, and
our interpretation of the federal law at the time was that this money probably could have been transferred to the candidate. However, this would be subject to state law as well, and the state law would be dependent on the terms of the trust at this point, and the auditors have actually requested that the committee provide the trust agreement, but my understanding is that was never provided.
That's correct.
So we don't have the trust agreement to determine definitively whether or not this money could have actually been transferred directly to the candidate.
I see. Council, or Commissioner, again.
Or whatever title you want to give me.
Take it.
Although that is an interesting slip, because in audit sometimes it does feel like we have to take on the role of, if we agree with the response, in this case I do, the argument made by the council for this committee. You know, it becomes the commissioners who have to essentially carry the water, and it would be nice if it maybe give the respondents an opportunity to make their own arguments and not have the commissioners essentially step into their shoes from time to time, which creates an awkward sort of situation. The trust account documents are not something ordinarily we would see, right? Because it is a creature of state law. But we do have their representations to us, and we don't really have any reason to disagree that with what you said is our read of at least federal law, that the money in theory from the defense fund could have gone to the candidate. It's just they took that money, put it in the campaign, shifted it back to the candidate, subsequently figured out that was a problem, and they tried to cure. But what I don't understand is personal use of campaign funds. If the money should not have been in the money was not really campaign funds, it was legal defense funds, it was put in the campaign and went to the candidate. So it's campaign funds for the purposes of the personal use rules, but it's not campaign funds for the purposes of any other rule. I didn't come up with this on my own. This is the argument made by the respondent or the committee audited. I don't want to misuse the terms of art. How do we square that circle? Because it seems like we can't have it both ways and selectively decide when it's campaign funds and when it's not campaign funds.
Well, again, our reading of the personal fund or the personal use regulation would be that it includes any funds in a campaign account, which would include impermissible, excessive funds, that kind of thing.
So to take an absurd hypothetical, Latin American drug money ends up in a campaign, and that, you know, campaign takes that money. That's personal use of campaign funds, that they take that money and
the candidate then
illegal proceeds
money from the campaign account.
You know, money of a crime that the government could seize, it could actually be personal use of campaign funds if the candidate spent that. I mean, at that point, he has so many problems. Personal use seems to be the least of his worries. But sometimes sort of using absurd hypotheticals illustrates, you know, real problems with theories. I mean, is seems to me it's either campaign funds or it isn't. We all agree it's money that shouldn't have gone in the campaign. We all agree that they made a mistake. We all agree, and Mr. Calvert's description of a cascade, that's the best word for this. I mean, this is sort of the proverbial dominoes. One mistake led to another mistake. But once they realized that they couldn't just move the money back to the candidate, they cured. And not only did they repay the campaign, they didn't take the money and move it back to the defense fund and then back to the candidate. They could have tried to pull that one, right? But they didn't. They took the money, they disgorged it to the U.S. Treasury, which to me is this sort of a belt and suspenders approach to cleaning this up. And, you know, they're not really trying to fight anything else in the audit, I don't think. They're conceding essentially that they, you know, this was a mistake. It's, you know, less than $6,500, so it's not the end of the world. It wasn't spent on the campaign. Doesn't seem like there's any sort of appearance of corruption here, right? It doesn't seem like this money is tied to anything else, and there's no evidence of that. So it really just turns on whether or not it's personal use. And to me, I hear you, but when you sort of see how the money flowed and that he paid it back and it was really a mistake, I see that as different from what really is personal use, which is the conversion of campaign funds that really are campaign funds for, you know, buying clothing or paying country club dues or all the list of things, and then whatever else we do on a case-by-case basis. I don't see this as a personal use on these facts. And the original question I had, which I still haven't heard an answer, is there any other commission matters, whether it's MERS or audits or AOs, that have these sorts of facts, where money came into a campaign that shouldn't have and then went to the candidate, that sort of thing, where the commission's already decided this sort of issue? Or is this really kind of a first time because of the uniqueness of these facts?
There's nothing that would really address these specific facts where it's so clearly a mistake. No.
I guess to conclude, Mr. Chairman, I can support the audit report except for the conclusion in finding four that indicates that it's personal use. So I can support the audit otherwise, but for the personal use finding.
Okay, thank you. I guess I'm under the impression that money coming out of the legal defense, call it a trust or a fund, could have been distributed directly to him. If that would have been an illegal transfer there, then you're taking money that would have been unable legally to have been transferred to him. It goes into the campaign and then comes out to him. That's how hard for me to buy that. If it was the money that, you know, he could have done if he'd just done the bookkeeping racket. I think we've always kind of struggled with the idea if you kind of get into the problem. They really punish somebody when they try and get out of it. It's like jumping into some quicksand, and then you penalize them when they try and get out. And here, the money kind of takes on a tar baby approach, and you can't quite get rid of it in the right way, unless, I guess, the campaign just disgorged it out to the Treasury directly. I guess that would have been something they could have done. Mr. Stoltz, you've been through this for a number of years. If in fact it would have been illegal under to transfer it to him, then do you reconcile that with how how you approach that or not? I guess I have a view that money could have come straight out to him legally.
Again, we don't know whether it could have gone legally straight to the candidate. if it could have, I suspect it would be a different tax treatment than if it flowed the way it did flow. It didn't, and I certainly acknowledge that the candidate, once this was pointed out to him and the recommendation was made how to cure it, they did precisely what we asked. They paid it over to the Treasury, I think partly because, as I understand it, the trust had closed, and so it wasn't possible to put it back where it came from. And we've had personal use issues before where, once it's pointed out, candidate repays and divests the funds. But that didn't mean that it wasn't a personal use situation to begin with. I've never had one quite like this. I mean, this is certainly a different set of facts than we've seen before. And as Larry said, it appears that it was sort of mistake piled on mistake piled on mistake. But I think in the end, at least until we pointed out, the funds wound up in the candidate's accounts from the committee's accounts.
I guess, is there any letter of caution approach that could be taken on this one? It seems to me that the candidate just finally said, fine, take the money, I'll disgorge it, and I never want to hear about the problem again. And it was just an error that occurred, but I don't know. Commissioner McGann.
I don't know if a letter of caution fits in this situation because
I'm not sure either.
At the end of the day, the audit report is going to go public. The public is going to see what happened. I don't think there's any disagreement that there were a number of mistakes here. So I mean, there's a lot of really not yellow lights, you know, a lot of red lights here, and we are sort of declaring that this fellow broke the law in certain ways, and that is what it is. And the audit report is currently drafted, and looking at the last paragraph, page 12, the audit staff maintains that personal use restrictions are applicable to these CRFC funds that were paid directly to the candidate. I think if there aren't four votes for that, and this is a much larger issue that we don't really need to discuss today. But at the end of the day, it is up to the commission to either adopt the audit report or not. So my suggestion, if we leave what the audit staff maintains in there, then I think we have to add a sentence that would say whether or not if the commission adopts this and there's four votes, then we don't need to change it. If we move the audit report, or someone should move the audit report, and it doesn't pass, then we maybe add a sentence to this saying that this did not, you know, the commission did not adopt the position of the auditors. So then the public still knows what happened, right? So I don't know if we need an extra letter to the campaign saying you've been through an audit for a couple years and the commission has already publicly said you've made a mistake. But I think that's accomplished. But I hear your goal, but my view, I think it's accomplished by, you know, the other 11 pages of the audit report.
Commissioner Barron?
Thank you. I would approve this audit report as is, but I hear the concerns about, in particular, the booking of the loan, the initial mistake made the transfer to the candidate appear to be lawful. I don't think that it was, because the original book of the loan was wrong. But I do think that the report does accurately and fairly sort of lay out what happened, and that the committee, you know, acknowledged that this was simply a mistake. There was no intent to try to move some money that they otherwise couldn't have moved. And while I don't think we can conclusively say what state law would have permitted, it appears that if their goal was really to get the candidate the money, there probably was another way to do it. I think this was just a mistake when they transferred the money and then booked the loan. So it sounds like there are not four votes for the audit report as it stands. And as I understand your, I don't know if it's quite a proposal yet, but I understand your suggestion would be to add a sentence that said, you know, there were not four votes to approve this particular position. Is that I'm just trying to understand what you're looking for, because as I said, I would approve as is. I understand there may not be four votes, so I'm trying to understand we would be looking at.
I think I'd ask Mr. Stoltz, because this has happened before, and you would never know it if you asked some, but it happened even before some of us got here, right, where the commission hasn't necessarily adopted what the audit has suggested the law may be, or how the law applies to certain facts or whatever. And I think there is sort of a sentence that you've used from time to time, not the "we accept the audit," but the other one where I think we've had it recently. But to maintain consistency, I think that's the language we're looking for, and I don't want to necessarily freewheel it at the table.
It's easily enough done.
Okay.
If that's what.
So I guess just one final point. I think this is true. If the defense fund, and assuming we're right on state law, the defense fund had taken the money, transferred it to the candidate, and the candidate then loaned that money to the campaign, and then the campaign paid that money back to the candidate, that would be legal.
This is the question I have. I think there's still a question as to whether that could come out of that campaign fund to the candidate. I think, and that was one that had me back up a little bit on it, because that would have been an illegal transfer. He'd obtained the money illegally and then transferred it to the campaign and then got it back, and it would have been was disgorged ultimately. But
it's probably not my place to sort of get into what is Texas law on legal defense funds. But I have a little bit of experience with Texas legal defense funds. Generally, I think what we've heard today is accurate as to what is state law. The wrinkle here is this candidate's also an incumbent member of Congress. So, you know, there's the House gift rules, right?
He actually wasn't a member
of Congress
at the time.
Because this was in the redistricting gap, right? He had, because the districts changed, right? So at the time he wasn't, so House gift rules are not going to matter. But my understanding of state law, for what it's worth, having done this before I got here, is that he could, particularly since he's not a member, actually, as long as he, you know, or income tax laws and that kind of thing may kick in, but it would be legal for him to take the defense fund money and have it go to him personally, and then once it's his money, he loans it to the campaign, and then the campaign pays him back. That would be legal, assuming I'm right on the state law.
Assuming that, and also assuming that the trust agreement itself allows the candidate to pocket that money, because certain funds would contain personal use restrictions.
I see the trust agreement as a subset of state law.
And we just don't know that.
Right. But that's why I'm saying assume.
Right. Okay, assuming all of that.
Assuming all of that, right. Sort of the Big Bang theory. Assume, and then, you know, here we are. So maybe that helps the chairman and his assistant in his thinking.
I always can use the assistance in their thinking, so I do appreciate that. And I guess it's not us to try and guess what the trust provisions are like and assume that they're not possible under Texas law. I'd be comfortable with that approach. I think Commissioner Merrill indicated she would, if we want to move on and note that this was an area that came up, and this is not the way it's done, but let it be known that as long as there's a clear message that in a case like this, it's not to be done this way. Mr. Vice Chairman, did I indicate the sense of desire to speak?
I just want to be clear on where we're going, just to make sure that it sounds like we're maybe forging some sort of consensus here, but I don't want to assume it without getting the express hearing the express wishes of my colleagues. But it sounds like we're kind of steering more towards keeping the audit report as is, adding a sentence of the sort that we've added in the past that Mr. Stoltz has indicated would be easy enough to include, and then passing it in that form. But it seems that we may be arriving at that point, but I just want to be clear. And if we are, I'd be happy to make the motion.
Let's just take a minute and see if we can get it clear in our own minds and get some more assistance in the thinking.